We're now joined by Alok Vats, leader of the BJP, and Swarnim Chaturvedi of the Rajasthan Congress. Thank you so much, both, for joining us on the program. Alok Vats, first to you. You know, it seems now whenever a horrific crime against a woman takes place, everybody first checks to see, you know, is it in a BJP rule state, a Congress rule state, a Trinamool Congress rule state, and then, you know, politicians are reacting accordingly. Why are we seeing this? And again, in Rajasthan, we're seeing something like this.
Let me at the outset tell you, Gargi, that on such issues, there should be no political maneuvering. What has been happening now has crossed all the limits. Every second day we get to hear something, some heinous crime like this. And parading a woman naked, I think it has become the order of the day. So now the time has come not to be political about it, but to take some stern action against this, so that those people who indulge in such nefarious activities should think twice before doing this. What for is their fast track court? They should be taken to fast track court, and within 24 hours, judgment should be pronounced and they should be publicly hanged. Then only this will stop. Otherwise, you keep debating, you keep politicizing it, and this will not end. Every day we get to hear from some state or the other.
I don't think we can have public hangings and all that, but yes, for sure, we can have, speedy justice
public
and already.
Hanging after there has been judgment by the court that he should be hanged. But then I ask for public hanging, because people will think twice after seeing what is being done to such people.
Right, enough, so we are enough. A civilized nation, so again, that public hanging, but I understand your anger over this, and no one, you know, it's horrific what happened. That video is not something, and the police have said that do not share that video because it is so horrific. But Swarnim Chaturvedi, your response to this, we've seen, you know, attacks and a lot of criticism of the Congress government in Rajasthan over this. BJP chief JP Nadda even said that, you know, Ashok Gehlot is busy with his own feuds and factionalism within the Congress. There is no governance happening in Rajasthan, and various BJP leaders have hit out over this crime that has taken place.
Yeah, Gargi, just this incident is really very shocking. But most shocking part is that the husband is the accused of parading his wife naked in the public. That is really very shocking, and I don't think this is the right place to politicize this issue. But one thing that I want to tell is the Rajasthan government has taken a swift action, and nobody can blame us that if any such incident happens or any crime against the woman happens, we don't take any action. We take action very quickly, very swiftly. All the accused are behind the bars, and so, even the CM has visited the victim, and we have announced a package to rehabilitate the victim. But one thing that I want to tell you, it is... as per the data of NCRB, that Rajasthan is not number one is in the crime against women. It is MP, Madhya Pradesh.
By giving these data and things like this, no. It calls for immediate and strict action.
Yes, we have taken immediate action. All the accused are behind the bars. Nobody can put a blame on us that we any election.
Take him to fast track.
Yeah, we have already... Just listen to me. I am telling what our government has taken action. Yes, we have set up an SIT. We have set up a fast track court. This case will be taken in a fast track court, and justice will be delivered very early. And this decision has already been taken. So now, what I want to tell you is, if anybody is accusing us of any inaction, that is wrong, and we have not given any opportunity to the BJP to make any such blame. But when JP accuses us, I should release the data of NCRB, and it clearly speaks that in the crime against women, MP is number one. And if you see the data of NCRB, crime against women per lakh. On the crime against women, population of per lakh, It is
Alok,
Assam
once
is
again,
number one.
You know, the question, what we're talking about really is the safety of women, and that is key. And, you know, immediately after this story went viral, you had several people on social media saying, you know, the Manipur incident was played up so much, but what about this incident? Why are we, you know, doing this sort of whataboutry or trying to compare things? Also, in Manipur, the outrage was also over the fact that for 2 months, no action was taken. And only after that video came out did we see outrage, and finally the police swung into action. End of the day, what you want to see is action being taken, even if a crime does happen. Alok Vats.
Let me tell you one thing, Gargi. This is a misnomer that has been planted, that no action was being taken. What happened in 1973? 650 people were killed. And it took the government 2.5 years to bring things under control.
So why are we talking
and
about 1963? We're talking about right now. In May, those women were paraded. It's only in June that one even got to know. And the people who paraded those women and raped them were arrested.
There were so many divisive forces working to spoil the peace of that particular area. Government took stringent action. But yes, it took time. Things had gone out of control. I don't deny that. But now, everything has been brought under the book. And now things are getting better and better every day. So it's not that the government was sitting and doing nothing. Only because after that incident, the government came into action. No, I don't agree with this theory. Since things had gone so much out of control, it took a massive...
Sir, it took the Supreme Court intervention and asking about how many FIRs were filed, how many zero FIRs, how many, complaints of rape and molestation were there. And that's how a lot of the information came out. But what we do see is BJP leaders often then, you know, point out to crime happening in a Congress-ruled state and try to compare that. And right now what we want is from all parties, from all administrations, women should be safe.
Gargi, the whole system had collapsed. Police was supplying to their own.
Although you seem to be having a technical problem, but we're running out of time. Yes, Swarnim Chaturvedi, your response, to this issue of politicization, it seems. Now you are pointing out about how Madhya Pradesh has the maximum crimes against women.
I just tell what we have done. Our government has already taken stringent action so that the previous government, the average time for investigating a rape case, it was 274 days. Now we investigated 754 days and put the accused behind the bars. Now what we have done, it is everybody knows that, and it is a data that 35% of the rape cases were during the BJP rule. BJP government's rule.
All right, I think I've completely run out of time, but we're trying to make the point that let's not have these political blame games. What we do need is for all parties, all governments, all, state governments to assure women
now
that they're going
no
to do their best for safety and also take action, swift action to the police. I'm completely out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you all for watching at home.